This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Today has been observed as Zero Discrimination Day. Zero Discrimination Day is an annual day celebrated by the UN and other international organizations. The day is aimed at celebrating individuality, inclusion, equality, and human rights while promoting tolerance, compassion, and peace. Zero Discrimination Day was first celebrated by UNAIDS, the United Nations HIV/AIDS program, in December 2013. The following year, the UN and other global organizations officially celebrated the day on March 1, 2014, in an effort to promote everyone's right to live a full life with dignity, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, nationality, ethnicity, skin color, height, weight, profession, education, and beliefs. Zero Discrimination Day also focuses on eliminating discrimination against people living with HIV/AIDS. HIV-related stigma and discrimination is pervasive and exists in almost every part of the world. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has fined Fuani Brothers $25,000 for hiking the price of eggs on the Liberian market. The fine should be paid to the government revenue within 72 hours. Commerce Minister Wilson Tappe told a news conference Tuesday in Monrovia that Fuani Brothers unilaterally hiked the price of eggs from $35 a carton to $75. Minister Tappe said the act by the Fuani Brothers is a complete violation of Section 1 of the Competition Act of 2016. He stated that Section 5.7 of the Competition Act further imposes a monetary penalty for violation of anyone in this situation in an amount not exceeding $100,000. Minister Tappe stressed that the government would not tolerate businesses that conduct an unlawful and inappropriate act that would bring unnecessary hardship in the country.
The ministry has decided to serve a serious warning to the general business environment that while the CDC government of President Jovenel Moïse Weah stands ready to support and encourage the private investment, it will not accept any attempt by any business or businesses to conduct itself in an unlawful and inappropriate act that will undermine the orderliness of the commerce and trade of this country.
The Minister of Commerce, Wilson Tappe. The Paramount Young Women Initiative, PYOWI, says they are embarking on a program to help boost the empowerment of the girl child. The group's executive director said they are working with partners to mobilize resources to support the education of females in the society. Fasia Harris told on the radio that their scholarship scheme has enabled more than 100 young women and girls have access to education. She said they are also staging a fundraiser to increase their beneficiaries as well as construct a center of excellence and women's empowerment. Fasia added that their desire is to develop talented and committed young people to support the forward movement of the country. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Hundreds of people are feared to have drowned after a convoy of boats sank in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday night. Officially, there were 122 passengers on board, of whom 108 have been rescued, leaving 14 unaccounted for. But local politician Didasi Pembe has warned that hundreds more could still be missing, and eyewitnesses have told the BBC there were far more than 122 people on board the boats. Mr. Pembe has also called on the authorities to provide medical care for the survivors. Traveling on the waterways is common in the province of May Ndobi due to the poor state of the roads. However, local boats seldom have passenger lists showing the correct number of people on board. And safety measures aiming to prevent overloading and limit night sailings are not always enforced. And indiscriminate shellfire by Turkish troops and to a lesser extent Kurdish forces has killed scores of civilians in Syria. Amnesty International said it had verified witness testimony from the northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin that painted a grim picture. The use of artillery in civilian areas is prohibited by international law. Turkey has denied targeting civilians since launching an offensive against a Kurdish militia in Afrin last month. The Turkish government says the People's Protection Units, YPG, is an extension of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, which has fought for Kurdish autonomy in southeastern Turkey for 3 decades. That's the UNMEER Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEER, you can log on to www.unmeer.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmeer2003, or twitter/unmeernews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.